Current State on 90.5 WKAR, also every weekday at noon on AM 870 WKAR. Have you ever met a Francophile, someone enamored of all things French? Well, chances are they'd be interested in this, a French immersion school in Lansing that allows participants to explore the language and the culture of France. Gaël Cassin-Ross is the founder of the school. It's called Au Petit Soin. And producer Katie Cook went to find out more about the school. She joins me now. So, Katie, what did you find most interesting about this school?
I think it's so interesting that Gaël never had any plans to teach French. She actually has a PhD in molecular biology, and she moved to Lansing from France for a research position at MSU.
So what happened?
Well, it all started after she had her son, Ségan.
I would only speak in French to my baby, and people overheard me speaking in French, and they asked me if I would teach to their children. And you know, first time you are like, ha ha ha. Second time you are like, yeah, sure. Third time you start thinking, oh, maybe there is something. Maybe actually all those people are telling me that there is a need in Lansing for teaching in an immersive way French to babies and toddlers. So first I started and it was just for 0 and 4 years old kids. And I just started to get demand for all the kids and people being very insistent, saying, no, I swear, if you start creating a program, I will be there, I will sign on.
Tu aimes le soleil? Compte jusqu'à 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Très bien.
So where did you start in figuring out how to teach the kids?
So, of course, I'm a PhD in science, and I'm used to work with students. So, you know, it's a completely different process. So I double-guess myself a lot. So I start reading, and people started to tell me, you know, I didn't go to school to teach English to my baby. We just want you to do what you are already doing with Ségan, but with our kids. I still took some time off to read techniques, learning about our immersion work, the mistake I shouldn't do. And I started in parallel a program for teaching French as a foreign language, just to make sure, you know, I was on top of things and I was just, you know, I knew what I was doing. I think it was very important. I wanted to have an expertise. I think I really enjoy doing it. And I think people can see it, and they can see I put really all my heart in doing it, and I really try to be creative and to be at the level of my student, regardless their age.
Why do parents in Lansing want their children to learn French?
That's a very good question. I ask that question many times. And when I ask them, they keep telling me that it's sophisticated. And I'm like, there is apparently something about the French culture. It's chic and sophisticated. It's come with a certain prestige. People want to learn French so badly because they are very, very interested in the culture. If you ask around you, many people dream about going to Europe, and especially to Paris. People have something with Paris.
Paris, c'était la gaieté Paris, c'était la douceur aussi, c'était notre tendresse.
I'm speaking with Gaël Cassin-Ross, who moved to Lansing from Paris and has started a French immersion school here. You don't speak any English to the children in your classes. How come?
No, I don't. I don't even speak English to their parents once we pass the door of the classroom. I want them to not translate. I want them to learn French by just associating to an action a different way of saying it. I really want them to look at, let's say, the action I'm eating and not thinking, oh, how can I translate that? But just have, in the, at the same time, coming in their brain, I'm eating, je mange. And to do that, I need them to almost forget they can speak English and have like an empty brain and let's speak French. I try to make it very interactive and playful. We really play. We work hard, don't get me wrong, it's not all about ha 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 laughter, but I want them to be relaxed enough to accept to play the game of trying. And they do. They do. So we work on presentation right now. So how do you say your name? How old you are? If you have a good day, are you asked to someone, did you have a good day today? You know? How do you answer to all those questions like a normal conversation? And every other week we add questions and we build on it. And so we have a first game where we use a ball and they would basically, when they have the ball, they know it's their turn to answer to whatever question was asked and to ask a different question to someone in the audience.
Quel âge as-tu?
Oh, j'ai 32 ans. Comment ça va, Amy?
Ça va bien.
Oui, bravo!
What are your goals for Au Petit Soir, the school?
It's, you know, in the reality, we need to think about how Au Petit Soir was born. Because people pushed me to start Au Petit Soir. Why do I have a space today? Because people dream about having a library and be able to be immersed more than just during the class. Did I plan on that? No. I love a good challenge and I'm giving everything I have to make that work and make happen everything my student and the parents of my student want. But when I picture Au Petit Soin, I would love a space where people can just be fully immersed in the French culture. I imagine someone entering in the space and having some French music playing depending on the age of people. Lullabies, or maybe more music I like. I love Edith Piaf, I love Brel, I love Gainsbourg. I mean, it's a list of people I like. I have a playlist ready to go.
Au premier temps de la valse.
So I imagine people entering in a space and almost traveling just by stepping in that space. I want that space to be a safe place for people to come after maybe a difficult day and they need to relax, you know, and they need to tune out.
Paris qui mesure notre émoi.
What can people in Lansing do to support this cultural center, this school?
So what I'm trying to do first is to have a free access to the center, to, I don't know, if you want to relax and just sit in a comfortable living room, have a coffee and listening to French music and read French press and French books, that's a place to come. To do so, I need help from the community. So I started an Indiegogo campaign for that, to get funds, but I really want the space to be accessible to everybody, a little like you would go to the East Lansing Library or to the CADL.
The two girls you heard in one of the classes earlier were Addie and Emmy, who are 9 and 8 years old. After class, I talked with their mom, Valerie, about her interest in French lessons for her kids.
Why were you seeking out French specifically?
Well, our son decided to take French this year. He's a freshman in high school. Both my husband and I took German, and so we don't know any French. And so I just thought it would be neat for us to try a different language, to try something new. I think the idea of French is kind of exciting, too, just learning a new language and kind of decoding what other people are saying in different countries.
How do you think a French cultural center would be received here in Lansing?
I think it could really add something to the community, and certainly kids like my son who's learning at school, it would give him another place to come and maybe participate in a book group or have a library where he could check out French books or have a native speaker to speak to when he's not just at school with his teacher. I think anytime you can bring new culture and language into a community, you're doing great things for that community.
And then I asked the girls what they thought about French.
How is it different from English, Emmy?
Well, it's a different language and you speak very differently with kind of a different accent.
Au revoir, Addie.
Addie, what is it like to learn French?
It's difficult at the beginning, but it is getting easier kind of step by step. So, like, it's fun.
For Current State, I'm Katie Cook.
Au revoir, get.